Can you talk about some of the other trials that are looking at fulvestrant? And one particular that interests me, and I know a lot of oncologists have questions about, is the SOPHIA trial, because it involves the strategy of continuing an AI and adding in fulvestrant on top of it.
The SOPHIA trial is a trial that is evaluating the use of endocrine therapy in the metastatic disease setting, comparing exemestane as a single agent to Faslodex to the combination of anastrozole and Faslodex. And in a sense, one of the most interesting arms may be that third arm. And the rationale behind it is sort of not only getting rid of the ligand for the receptor, in the sense that that's what aromatase inhibition would do, by decreasing the amount of circulating estrogen, but also eradicating, in a sense, the actual target, which is the receptor. So whether absolute removal of those two sites or targets will result in a better outcome is one of the objective goals of the study.
Do you think that's a rational option in a non-protocol setting? I know a lot of oncologists are interested in it, and there are a number who are actually using it.
Well, I think there's not a lot of data at the present time to support it. There's a reason to think it might work. Traditionally, and by convention, we've typically used agents in sequence as opposed to making cocktails of endocrine therapy. That has been done in the past, in the distant past, and there wasn't an apparent improvement in outcome, maybe, you know, increases in side effects. But we're looking at a whole group of new agents now, 20 years later, that may have a very different biologic effect. So we don't know.